We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
9:03 of the WIP Morning Show. Mark Farzetta with you. Al Morgani, Ree Hughes, Keith Jones. Now, we're talking a lot of football, obviously, but there's some crazy things, just crazy things going on. It's like a who's on first routine with the Phillies right now. Players being moved all over the place, and to help understand that going forward, Todd Zielecki from MLB.com is on the line. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, my friend. Doing well. Good. So we learned Sunday that J.P. Crawford is going to move to third base. What was your initial reaction to that decision?
It was a bit of a surprise, certainly, because you really got no indications that they were thinking that. You know, he is a shortstop. He projects as a shortstop. I would not be surprised if he's the shortstop, the everyday shortstop at some point next season, maybe as early as opening day next year if they would trade Freddy Galvis. But not surprised in the sense that I know that they want to call him up because he's been really hitting the ball well since the middle of June. And I also know that Pete McCannon is a huge Freddy Galvis fan. And I know that Pete wants to continue to play Freddie because of his defense and, you know, his presence in the clubhouse. He respects the guy. And I think that this is a way to kind of get J.P. Crawford's bat in the lineup because they've got to get J.P. Crawford up here to see what he can do, to get him some experience. You know, because if he comes up September 5th or whatever day he comes up next month and he plays really, really well, maybe that'll convince the Phillies that they can move forward and trade Freddy Galvis this offseason rather than have him be the opening day shortstop next year and then maybe have to trade him in the middle of next season.
What clicked, Todd, for J.P. Crawford? I mean, you're talking about 2 months ago, the guy is still barely over 200.
Yeah.
And now overall, over the last 2 months, he's been, I think, a 310 hitter maybe? I mean, he's just been on fire. What clicked for him?
Yeah, you know, I think, according to what he has said, it's really just maybe relaxing a little bit. I think he was trying too hard at the plate. And you know what? I also kind of wonder, there was a lot of criticism about him middle of June, whether, you know, he was going to be a bust, he was going to drop out of the Baseball America Top 100 prospects list. And sometimes that little bit of fire can motivate somebody. And I kind of wonder if that might have lit a fire under J.P. Crawford because he had been very, very good coming up. I mean, he entered MLB.com's prospects rankings. I think he was sixth entering the season, and he's dropped down all the way to 60th, and I think he might have taken that personally. And if he took that personally, he might not admit it publicly, but if he took that personally and it got him to start hitting the way he is, like you mentioned, I mean, he had like 7 extra base hits the first 2.5 months of the season. Now he's got like 25 or so. Really turned it around nicely. And again, I think his future is at shortstop. But if this is a way that they can play him a little bit more the final month of the season, so it's not just like Freddie plays a game, J.P. Crawford
right.
plays a game, I want to get J.P. in there as much as possible. And, hey, Michael Franco, if you look at him statistically speaking and just watching him in the games, he's been the worst third baseman in Major League Baseball this year. So there's an obvious place to try to play him.
That's, to me, it signals more, you know, and look, it does say a lot about what J.P.'s done, mm-hmm. you know, over the past month. But to me, the signals are all about Michael Franco.
Yeah.
And just, you know, this is not a season. I know people were calling it a season-long slump. Mm. This is a couple years now. It's gone downhill for him.
Easily the team's biggest disappointment this year is Michael Franco. There's no doubt about it. They really thought that he was going to get things figured out and produce and take a step forward this year. And now you are legitimately sitting here going, and even early in the season when he was playing really poorly, I was saying, listen, let's give the guy some more time. You know, it's 2 months into the season, but now we're coming up into the season's final months, and the numbers have not improved. And you wonder what his future is going to be, you know. And I think a long shot possibility, but I would be really curious to see. Say J.P. Crawford comes up next month, right,
and
plays really,
good.
Really good third base, and he hits. Do they play him at third base at the beginning of next season? Like what's Michael Franco's future?
Todd, that to
I
me
don't
is
know
the
if they're thinking
is,
that way, but I wonder if they could he could change some minds.
I'm telling you, that's why I think they're doing it.
Because and I think also Pete very much.
They love Freddie Galvis.
Pete very much loves Freddie. Yeah. You guys have Pete on all the time. Yeah. He loves Freddie Galvis, like you said. And so I think that also has something to do with it. I think Pete's like, you know, we're going to play JP. Let's play him at third base because he wants Freddie Galvis to start all 162 games. He has said that several times.
Yeah, Pete loves Freddie Galvis like some people love the eclipse. But look, you mentioned Franco's numbers, and Todd, here's what's insane. So almost 1,400 at-bats in the Major League. Not played, but just at-bats, okay? 247 batting average, 300 on-base percentage.
Yeah.
God awful. He has the worst on-base percentage of all third basemen in Major Leagues right now. Worst slugging percentage, and he also has 17 home runs, tie him for 15th overall. And you think there's a big upgrade on fielding? 17th. Is what his fielding percentage is ranked at. So I agree with Rhea in terms of this is more about Michael Franco. It is about Freddie Galvis.
Oh, sure, yeah. If Franco had been playing like hitting .275 with 25 home runs, then I don't think this is happening. So absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, Todd,
what's the power numbers for Crawford on? Like, if you're going to have that left side of your infield, I don't think it makes any sense. Crawford and Galvis.
Well, that's right. I think long term, that's why I don't think that JP projects as a third baseman because you do need some power there. I don't think anybody looks at JP Crawford and sees a 20-25 home run guy. He's more of a doubles guy, maybe 10 to 15 home runs. So yeah, long term, I don't think
Crawford Machado.
What, pardon me?
Crawford and Machado.
Yeah, right. Well,
okay, Al. Yes, we're all on board for that, all right?
Crawford, well, yeah, I think right now, for sure, for Manny Machado, Manny Machado has been on the Phillies' radar. And, a little more than a year from now, you're going to see the Phillies start going after guys like that.
Yeah, and Machado's having a very similar year to Odubel Herrera, where for the first 2 months of the season, he's invisible. And he could say, actually, his power numbers were okay. But then Machado, all of a sudden, he's been like a .320 hitter the last 2 months.
He's really good. I love him. A lot of people have asked me, who would you rather have, Bryce Harper or Manny Machado? And, I really like Manny Machado. He's because he can play the infield. And he hits for some power. He's really, really good defensively. Nobody can understate that. So, I think the Phillies are going to take a play on Machado if things don't straighten out at third base before the end of next year.
Yeah, but while we have this experiment going on, Todd, as we're talking to Todd Zlecki, MLB.com, Crawford. I mean, I've only read the box scores. I've looked at the game logs. He's fielded, I think, three balls. I think he's fielded three at third base so far. Just what are you hearing in the early goings of his third base experiment?
It's been okay, but honestly, I really don't know much more than that. I think they're just going to, same thing with Rhys Hoskins. They're going to give him some time. I think they might give him more than, Rhys had, three games out there in left field?
Yes.
Four games out there in left field. They're going to give him more time, I should say, because I don't think he's going to come up until September. So he's got a little bit more time to work through this, but he's a good enough athlete that I think he can get by it. And again, I don't think they're expecting him to come up and play super solid defense at third base. They wanted him to come up so they can see him hit. And they wanted him to come up so they can see him take on some major league pitching to help him make a decision in the offseason about what they want to do. And if they see enough progress, some progress, but not enough progress, then maybe Freddie Galvis is the opening day shortstop, and then something happens next year.
Mm-hmm. And Todd, the Phillies are coming back today from a road trip that they were able to win the last two games of, but they're coming home now with a guy that looks like he can be the show, a guy that looks like he's the guy you'll say, oh, you know what, I'll wait to go to the concession stand in the next inning because Rhys Hoskins is coming to the plate. Now, a lot of people have referenced names like Darren Ruff, even Tommy Joseph, who's still on the team. What is different about Hoskins, in your opinion?
Oh, I think Hoskins for sure is the better hitting prospect of those guys you mentioned. What I like about him is that he really is comfortable with the strike zone. He knows the strike zone. I think if you look at his numbers just through 11 games, he's walked 9 times and struck out 8 times. Usually these power hitting guys, right, they hit, they strike out 100 times in a season and walk 25, it seems like nowadays. But he's not that guy. So for me, that tells you he can be productive even when he's not swinging the bat well. He is willing to take his walk. He's comfortable hitting with two strikes, and he can hit with two strikes, and he's got that ridiculous power. So I do think he is legit. I think I really like the possibility going forward of Hoskins at first base and then Scott Kingery whenever he comes up next season at second base. I think those are two, you know, potential perennial all-stars. And that's why I think that the Phillies are not super far away from completing this rebuild, because I really do think that those guys are studs. I know people with the Phillies are feel the same way.
Well, you look at the guys, Todd, that have come up so far, Nick Williams, Hoskins being another one. Alfaro needs to work on the on-base percentage. But you look at the on-base percentage of these guys, and these are all guys that can work counts. And when I think about J.P. Crawford getting promoted last year from AA to AAA, the thing that stuck out was the fact that his on-base percentage was .390, even though he's only hitting .260.
Absolutely, and that is so important, because people say, why haven't the Phillies scored runs the last few years? Well, you can't score runs when nobody ever gets on base. So, you know, Crawford does that, Hoskins does that, Herrera can get on base, maybe not necessarily with a ton of walks, but just because he hits for a high average and then you throw the walks in there. But, yeah, Scott Kingery as well, he gets on base a lot, and he's got tremendous speed. So I do see some signs. It's not going to happen overnight, obviously, but they're putting some pieces in here and going to be promoting some guys soon that should have this team scoring more runs on a more consistent basis.
All right, Todd, big question for you. What'd you do for the eclipse yesterday?
I had the glasses.
You did?
I had the glasses.
Nice.
My wife went out and got the glasses, and I went out on the roof of my house, and I watched it by myself.
You're a people person, Todd. It's one of the
things
we've always loved
about myself,
you.
Yeah, real sense of community.
Could you see it in Wisconsin? Could you see it back home?
My parents were sending me photos of they were out in the backyard geeking out just like me. But at least they were surrounded by actual human beings. I was alone.
That's fantastic. Todd Zielecki, MLB.com. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take it easy. Todd Zielecki joining us to talk some Phils and the eclipse, of course.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.